Governor Cuomo, who has publicly feuded with de Blasio, in his budget plan proposes cutting up to $800 million in funds to New York City. Several years ago, the state agreed to absorb yearly increases in Medicaid spending from the city and the state's counties. In his budget, though, Cuomo proposes that the state still cover the county's costs, but reverses policy for New York City and requires that the city cover any increased costs beyond 2%. Mayor de Blasio asked the legislators at the budget hearing to reconsider.
To help us ensure our fiscal stability for the good of all, but also with the recognition that in the event that there is a major financial challenge ahead,
we're
in a position to handle it.
Thank you, Mayor, for that answer. But
the mayor was interrupted by Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young, a Republican who seemed to side with Cuomo that the cuts are warranted. And Senator Young offered a new reason for the clawback of the money. Young represents some of the most economically challenged counties in the state, including Cattaraugus and Allegheny in western New York. She says local governments in her district are struggling under a property tax cap that will permit no growth of taxes this year. That cap does not apply to New York City.
Some of the poorest counties would be subsidizing people on Medicaid in New York City. And we have very poor counties upstate, so that's just wrong.
De Blasio told Young that New York City's economic prosperity is actually helping the rest of the state because the city pays more in taxes overall than it gets back.
Our ability to succeed affects everyone else, and everyone else's reality affects us.
While de Blasio was testifying, the Senate met briefly to approve a one-house bill. It would extend the property tax cap to New York City. Cuomo's also proposing that the city pay for one-third of the expenses of the vast City University of New York system, changing a long-time policy begun during New York City's fiscal crisis in the 1970s. Senator Young, once again raising an upstate-downstate divide, says 71% of CUNY students are from New York City.
But the entire bill for the CUNY system is picked up by the taxpayers of New York State.
The Senate Republicans are also in agreement with Cuomo on a third budget issue. In fact, Young echoed almost word for word an argument made by Governor Cuomo's budget spokesman. The state has helped pay for the refinancing of the Big Mac bonds associated with the city's fiscal crisis 40 years ago. Now, Cuomo wants the state to take back the savings from the refinance. The Cuomo budget spokesman, in an article in Politico, compared the state's new position to an uncle paying the full mortgage on your house, then deserving the savings when you refinance your house later on. Here's what Senator Young said.
It's like if your uncle pays the mortgage on your house, when you refinance your house, who deserves the savings?
De Blasio opposed Senate Republicans in the 2014 elections. He backed Democratic candidates in an unsuccessful attempt to wrest control away from the GOP. Afterward, the mayor had a private meeting with the Senate Republican leader, John Flanagan. He brushed off questions about any tensions with the GOP, saying he's not surprised that he might have ideological differences with them.
I still think it was respectful. I think it was a pretty informed and fair hearing.
Altogether, the lawmakers grilled the mayor for nearly 5 hours, leaving little time for the mayors of upstate cities to testify. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.